Now, a story about someone else who was very close to something. In this case, it was the president of the Czech Republic, Václav Klaus. He was recently on a state visit to Chile in South America. He appeared at a press conference with his Chilean counterpart, Sebastián Piñera. With TV cameras rolling, Klaus is seen eyeing a fancy pen encrusted with semi-precious stones on the table before him. Then he pockets the pen in a sneaky kind of way, looking like he's hoping no one would notice. The footage wound up on Czech TV and then on YouTube, where hundreds of thousands have watched it. And now there's a Facebook campaign encouraging Czech citizens to mail pens to Klaus because, quote, Mr. President obviously has nothing to write with. Ben Cunningham is editor-in-chief of the Prague Post, an English-language newspaper published in the Czech capital. He says most people there are laughing about this, but not Mr. Klaus.
He's not what you would call a jokester. He's a pretty serious, sort of dour guy. Most of the statements we hear coming from his office are sort of proper, sort of it's a pen, it's standard procedure at a ceremony like this, that a head of state takes it as a souvenir, this sort of thing. I don't know that he even knows how big a deal it is, and I get the impression that even his office is sort of dismissive of the sort of joke.
Right. Well, I actually read a comment from President Piñera's spokesperson that these things are keepsakes. You know, they're supposed to take them anyway, so maybe they'll cover them. He probably won't find it very amusing when he starts getting inundated with hundreds of thousands of pens from this Facebook campaign.
No, I don't think he will. I mean, to be honest, he's got plenty on his plate here to worry about at the moment. You know, he's a busy guy. Some of the people here, maybe your more serious columnists in some of the newspapers have tried to frame in some sort of lighthearted way, but also a serious way. This is a microcosm of the political mind in the Czech Republic, you know, taking rather than giving, this sort of thing. So people are spinning this into a bit of a serious thing in some ways.
Is there any doubt about whether President Klaus did pocket this pen on purpose? I mean, he looks pretty deliberate in the video.
I don't think anyone's doubting that, you know. The statements from his office are all pretty much saying, well, he's supposed to take it. It's his pen. There's no denial that he took it on purpose. You know, I think it's more the manner, and they set it to some music on the television station here, so it sort of, you know, gave it an even more humorous atmosphere of, a caper-type film or something like that. So, yeah, I think there's very little doubt that he intended to take this pen and take it home with him to Prague.
Well, we've got a link to that YouTube video at theworld.org. Apparently, President Klaus said on Tuesday, all I have to say, it is not a pen, but just a stylus. I'm wondering, you know, maybe this should have been his moment to kind of show his humorous side.
It's possible. I've read that quote, too, and then I think his office said it was a pen. So, a little misdirection there, but I just don't think he's interested in it, honestly. I mean, he's not a newcomer on the political scene. He was prime minister for much of the 1990s. He's in the end of his second term as president. He's, known as a guy who's adamantly denies climate change. So he's sort of a guy that goes his own way anyways, and he is who he is, and I think he's going to keep being who he is, and no matter what kind of image that gives him on YouTube and whatnot.
Ben Cunningham, editor-in-chief of the Prague Post, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.